The Milwaukee Bucks' new $524 million arena, the Fiserv Forum, has been open for a couple of months now. As the city's landscape adjusts to its striking design, crews are busy next door, dismantling the Bucks' former home, the Bradley Center. Much of it is being salvaged. As WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, the work is part of a larger trend in deconstruction and reuse.
I visited the Bradley Center in early September, when the only life evident in the cavernous space appeared at the north end ground level. A small sea of volunteers hovered there, led by Jake Weiler, Deconstruction Services Manager for Habitat for Humanity.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Bradley Center Day 1.
The team was about to head to the third floor, where basketball fans used to enjoy the game in snazzy suites. The volunteers will remove reusable items.
So we're going to do upper cabinets, lower cabinets, faucets, light fixtures, and then if we can get them, there's metal threaded hose. I think it'll be really sellable at the store.
Weiler's talking about restore shops, places where Habitat for Humanity sells donated materials and good stuff the deconstruction team gathers. The proceeds help pay to rehab or build new homes for families who need them. Jake Weiler says to guide the volunteers, every item at the former Bucks Arena was stickered, following a color code.
Orange means do not take that product. When you see green, that means that's a product we want to pull and work on.
Teams scattered and set to work. Removing cabinets from walls proved to be challenging.
Ready?
Go.
Okay, boy, that's good.
Habitat for Humanity also salvaged Bucks players' old lockers. By the time volunteers hauled their final load a few weeks later, they had filled 16 24-foot trucks with treasures. Mike Abrams works for the company that coordinated the construction of the Fiserv Forum and what he calls the methodical demolition of the Bradley Center. He says work crews will remain busy inside for months before the Bradley Center's exterior shell comes down.
The building materials, mainly the concrete, the reinforcing steel that makes up the structure of the building, a lot of that will be separated during the demolition project and then separately recycled.
I know as far as the building goes, I know that it's made out of concrete. All that will be crushed on site. The whole steel roof will be recycled. Actually, the roofing is copper. There's many pounds of copper in the roof.
Steve Hosier is vice president of demolition at Veit Company that's been subcontracted to take the Bradley Center down. I met him at a different project in Racine. His team is demolishing a series of 11 buildings, many of them very old, along the Root River. One crew was tackling a building with asbestos siding. That must be carefully removed and landfilled. But Hosier says other workers in other buildings sort and save everything from bricks to pallet upon pallet of wood.
Yes, well, they're just lifting up all the maple. They denail it, stack it. It's all on pallets. It's going to be reused.
Hosier says this project's goal is to recycle 90% of anything that's salvageable.
You know what? There's salvage in every job. It's up to us to determine how much, what percentage. You know, that's what makes people competitive.
Catherine Thoman helps run Recycling Inc. in Kenosha. She shows off its warehouse full of wood flooring and subflooring on the edge of town. Thoman says it's possible to find new use for just about everything through the deconstruction process.
We've done entire 3,000 square foot houses and had two hefty bags of garbage.
For instance, drywall, Thoman says.
Because it's made of minerals, you sprinkle the gypsum in the soil and it calcifies it. Even yucky ceiling tiles to icky carpet can go back and be recycled and made into a new product.
While deconstruction comes with environmental benefits, Thoman says necessity drove her boss to start the business.
During the recession of 2008, he actually had been a builder. And then when that industry dried up to nothing, he had to reimagine in order to survive, and this is what he came up with.
Today, Thoman says, what once might have been considered construction waste is sought after by developers and builders. That's on top of keeping tons of reusable building materials out of landfills. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.